Hello, awesome people. How are you guys? This is your V-Bro from Tech Arena and welcome to our podcast. So in this podcast, we will be discussing about some of the greatest things that are happening all around the world. We'll be talking about hardware as well as software. So this is a weekly podcast, so please do follow us on Spotify as well as on Google Podcasts. And also do subscribe to our newsletter in www.arenaoftech.com. Along with that, also do subscribe to our official YouTube page, which is Tech Week. So in today's podcast, the first thing that we have is about the iPhone 13. Here's what we need to know about iPhone 13. So there are a lot of speculations that are going on, a lot of rumors. So the iPhone 13 is still many months away from its release, and it's just, as you could expect, there are many rumors about the device and that has currently surfaced. Talking about the specs, the device is expected to come with the latest Apple's A15 Bionic chip, which is the successor to the A14 Bionic, of course, and the production of A15 chip. It will be reportedly start in May of 2021. Which is just in around the corner. And regarding the design, according to some reports, the device might come completely notchless, while some images displays a notch, which is quite smaller than its predecessors. And according to a report, the storage is said to be 1 terabyte. However, we are assuming it to start from 64 gigabytes, which extends all the way up to 512 gigabytes. We don't know yet, but we're just hoping that it will start from 64 gigabytes. And the device should be able to handle 5G with ease, as Apple is planning to use Qualcomm's X60 5G chip or the modem in the upcoming iPhones. This basically means better 5G performance, and thanks to the X60 modem, which can combine millimeter wave and sub 6 gigahertz 5G networks simultaneously, which is really, really impressive. The device's camera is said to be a major upgrade, which includes a 6-element camera. Basically, it means that the picture quality will be better than the predecessor. So, yeah. And talking about the other changes of iPhone 13, it is said to have a 120Hz LTPO display on both models. This was even the iPhone 12 was said to come with a 120Hz display, but it came with a 60Hz. We just hope that this is true, we're going to get 120Hz, and if it's true, then yeah, it will be just really great, smooth performance. And yeah, even with the A15 processor, everything will be buttery smooth. So we just can't wait to check it out. The device will also reportedly feature an astrophotography feature and a portrait video mode, which are some of the greatest features. You can still pretty much unsure about the variants. We are still unsure, how many variants of the phone to expect. What are the different colors? But we're assuming till now there will be 2 models. And talking about the battery life should be decent, as the A14 is already power efficient and A15 will be efficient as well. As well as with that is the X60 modem by Qualcomm is also really power efficient. So many rumors claim that the device also features a dual front-facing camera. So we don't know that yet. Face ID will be removed or it will stay. We're not sure. But this is what it is. The first news, which is about the iPhone 13 rumors and what we should expect. So the second news that we have is about Samsung is using quantum cryptography for enhanced security. Cryptography uses a principle of quantum mechanics to encrypt data, because of which it just makes it impossible to hack. It's some next level of encryption. So this cryptography method uses a series of light particles, which is known as photons, to transmit information from one end to the other via fiber optic cable. A quantum cryptography chip ensures a device's security. It is also said to be that this chip to battle quantum hackers, it can just save it. Some of the smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy A Quantum, have a dedicated quantum encryption chip. This chip generates random number of capturing noise with the help of LED and a CMOS sensor. The Samsung has now announced a better version of Galaxy A Quantum. The Samsung Galaxy Quantum 2 comes with the world's smallest quantum random number generator, which is also known as QRNG, at just 2.5 mm square. The Galaxy Quantum 2 is expected to launch globally as Galaxy A82. This technology, coupled with a smartphone, is a big step towards cybersecurity as well as protecting your phone from really malicious software or maybe from hackers. So yeah, that's the second news that we have. And the third news is about software, and it's about gaming. So all the game lovers, is really good news for you guys. Apex Legends Mobile and everything you need to know. There has been really speculation going on, like Apex Legends Mobile is going to come out. So the Apex Legends Mobile is finally here. You know, Respawn and Electronic Arts is bringing the Titanfall-based game to mobile. PUBG and COD Mobile are about to get a new competitor, but this won't be exactly the same as the other Battle Royale games. This game brings a fresh start to Battle Royale genre. Most importantly, this game will remain free to play, unlike PUBG Mobile, and there is no paid items or customizations inside the game. So yeah, it's pretty safe for your kids to play this game because they are not going to ask money to buy skins or stuff like that. We're just hoping that. The game has a new touchscreen control, which are also optimized for devices having a smaller screen. Respawn's Chad Greener also mentioned that the game would be still true to the original. Another important feature is that you won't find any PC or console players as it is entirely mobile based. So the matchmaking, it will be only with the mobile players, which is quite important, because it would be really unfair, like whenever you're playing a mobile game, you're being played like you're getting your opponents playing from a computer, or like, yeah, that's pretty unfair. And it's just like other Battle Royale games, there are unlockables and cosmetic available inside the game. So when it will be enabled? Well, regional betas will start in late April. For now, a number of players from India and the Philippines will get early access. The other regions will get access throughout 2021. So these are the three news that I have for this week. If you really like listening to our podcast, please follow us on our Spotify as well as Google Podcast. And also, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter in www.arenaoftech.com. And also, do subscribe to our YouTube page, which is Tech Week. Thank you guys for your time. Thank you for listening. And have a great day. Stay safe. You know that right now the coronavirus is just cases are coming up. So I just really wish you stay safe and eat healthy food. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening once again. Thank you.